Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Some very special guests here from Appleton Xavier. And we've got another very special alumni of Appleton Xavier. Ladies and gentlemen, you knew him, you loved him when he played for the University of Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish of Era Parsegian. The Ghost of Newt Rockne, in the same backfield with the legendary Terry Handready, Nick Eddy, and Bob Gladio, taking on the formidable Michigan State Spartans of Bubba Smith and Elvin Bethea. Yes, indeed, nose to nose with some of college gridiron's all-time finest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Appleton Xavier High School, the Robert Rocky Blyer.
Hey, John, how are you this morning?
Good, Rocky. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What an introduction. Boy, I tell you, that's the best one I've ever had.
Well, thank you. I bet not many people mentioned Bob Gladio in your introductions.
And those are all great names, and they all mean something to me. But I think from your listening audience, yeah, they probably don't know half of those.
It's like,
people.
Who in the hell's this Gladio guy?
Mr. Blair, that's right. Mr. Blair, this is Jim Schmidt, and Johnny,
former mayor of Green Bay, by the way, if he didn't mention it yet.
That's right, Mayor. I heard that. Yes.
And Johnny and I talked about the introduction, and I said, "Well, maybe I could." And he just interrupted me. And he says, "I got this." So, and he did a great job. We're so glad you're on here, and there's a number of things we want to talk to you about. I want to just say that I had told some people yesterday that we've got Rocky Blyer coming on, and they're like, when's he going to be leaving the studio? Because they kind of wanted
to come down and meet you.
And meet you and maybe grab a picture. And I'm like, oh, no, he's on the phone. So we got to get you back in studio sometime. But
we got to do that.
We do.
We love it.
But thank you for being part of our program. You're just like, I don't know, you're the guy. I feel bad you never became our United States Senator or our governor or something. I just think that's... You've done everything right.
Well, that's why people still like me, I think.
Because you didn't go into politics.
You make a good point. Now that I think about it, man.
Rocky, we just had these guests on. It's right. Kind of ironic, but it's really a sad story, but an uplifting story, too. This young man, he'd been quarterback at Appleton Xavier High School, joined the Marines, went over to Iraq, fought. He was on recon, all these sorts of things, and... comes back and is diagnosed at the age of 31 with pancreatic cancer and dies. And they're doing a big fundraiser for him at the Fox Cities Marathon on Sunday, raising money so that they can buy test kits for people to for early detection of pancreatic cancer. But it's just kind of ironic. Here he was, a quarterback at Xavier High School, and you, of course, a great player at Xavier High School. So it's kind of neat that the Xavier family really kind of comes together to help communities.
Oh, very much so, and it has in the past, and I'm so sorry to hear about that sort of circumstances and situation. The question about, the impact that we have on people's lives and what they do, and so it's just too soon to lose somebody of that nature, and especially one of ours in that area. And so I reach out to his family and awfully actually empathize with them and their loss. And so that's a terrible thing.
Well,
but
Rock,
what a great thing to be able to raise money for test kits.
Right. One thing I didn't mention, of course, in the introduction was you're a Vietnam veteran. Decorated wounded Vietnam veteran, and with your era, it was Agent Orange. It seems like this era is going to be battling something quite similar with burn pits and radiation and different things like that. Your generation really fought for a long time against that, didn't you?
It was, and no one knew about the burn pits or the extent of how that may affect the soldiers at that time, only later on to find out that the impact that it has in Agent Orange and on a lot of those soldiers.
Well, I tell you, but you are out telling people how to live a full life, right? Your book, your speaking engagements. Tell us what you're doing now.
Well, excuse me. What am I doing now? Well, I'm still I still have the opportunities to go out and talk to groups and businesses, and so that keeps me busy.
I bet.
My focus is I'm in the it may not sound, but I'm in the construction business, so I have a construction company here in Pittsburgh for the last 20 years, and we primarily deal with the federal government and specifically the VA system, and so it's quite rewarding to be able to bring quality work that impacts our soldiers, and especially in the VA system, and so we're just fortunate to be at the right place, right time, maybe over these period of years, and give back in some regards to the well-being of our military.
What a great program, that whole, even some of these, Home Depot, even this Heroes to Hard Hats.
Rocky, you're big with Home Depot.
Oh, that is...
Oh, that's right, yes.
Okay, I got to tell us one quick funny story. So Rocky calls me a couple of years ago when I was at Veterans Village, and he goes, hey, do you have any contacts with Home Depot at all to get help for things you need? I go, yeah, I got this one guy, his name is Depot Dan, he's at the Grand Chute one or whatever. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, okay, well, okay. I go, why? He goes, well, I just had a contact. I didn't know if you needed it. I said, well, Depot Dan is great. I don't know. He goes, okay. I go, just who's yours? He goes, well, it's the president of Home Depot. I'm like, can we use yours instead of mine?
Yeah. Yeah, the janitor's a great guy, but we kind of like the guy who owns the place a little bit more. Right. They've done some things in our community as well, in Green Bay, and I'm sure, well, that's just a national company. And so, you know, just maybe during the break, I could talk to you. John Minel's been looking for a job, so he thinks
construction type job. But Jim says I'm over the hill, Rocky, for manual labor.
I did, Rocky. I said, look, Rocky, you are in great shape, and you could still, you know, swing a hammer. There's got to be some kind of physical agility test, and I don't want to embarrass John, so I'm trying to look for a desk job for him.
Rocky, we've been...
like maybe the credit check guy.
Rocky, we've hung out. Do you think I'm over the hill, or do you think I can still do manual physical labor?
I think you can still do manual physical labor.
Thank you, Rocky.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. I okay. One for John.
Although I got to tell you something, Jim. You shake hands with Rocky, he'll put you on your knees. He's so bleeping strong. So I mind-boggling.
I've seen you speak years ago, but anyway. How's everything in Pittsburgh? I mean, we sure loved when the coach was there. Of course, our bishop hailed from Pittsburgh. That has got to be one of the best examples of how to transition a community. It just in terms of the economic development, what you've done there with education, with your downtown. I love Pittsburgh.
Well, Pittsburgh, you know, I mean, you know, I tell people, I said, you know, Pittsburgh, people want to know what Pittsburgh's like. And I asked the time, I said, it's like the Fox Cities. You know, I mean, growing up in Appleton, in the paper mills and,
right.
And the Fox River and so on. I said, I came here, you know, it was not paper mills, but it was steel mills. And it was the Ohio River and the Monongahela and blue collar workers. And so they've done you're right. And they've done a wonderful job over the years that I've been here. One, to clean up the air, to clean up the city, the waters.
Right.
You know, they, and the great thing about it, we got three rivers that the city is built on, but we also have fishing tournaments on the rivers.
Isn't that something?
And that had never been done,
right,
done before. And so we got bass fishermen tournaments that take place. And so, and you know, like everything else, we you know, there's a a concern about industry. It, you know, it comes and it flows. The downtown, you know, people move out to the suburban areas and so on. And so downtown areas aren't as vibrant. And especially with COVID over these last years, yeah, you know, people aren't going to work in the offices. And so, like most major cities, you know, there's a concern about, well, okay, what are we doing with the office buildings? They're vacant or half vacant.
Right.
And so how do we replace those? And I think that is something that larger cities are going through and trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Rocky, I'll tell you, you got the right guy, though, running your economic development down there. He used to work in Green Bay, Greg Flisham. And he went from Green Bay to Kansas City to Pittsburgh. I don't know if it was the AFC or what the deal was, but this guy, he just, he loves Pittsburgh, I'll tell you that. So, anyway.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocky, you know, we were talking about veterans and everything, and I deal with so many Vietnam veterans who will admit they didn't talk to anybody about their experiences in Vietnam for 10, 15, some of them 20 years. Nobody knew they were even there because, for one thing, some of the guys said it was hard to get a date if a girl knew you had been in Vietnam. For yourself, obviously, it was front and center. It was big news when you came back. And with some of the Vietnam vets that you've worked with, and I know there's been a lot of them, how long did it take for some of those guys, or even yourself, to come to grips with the experience you guys were forced into?
A long time, you know, really a long time is that, you know, and I run into to veterans and I didn't know that they were veterans, you know, and then they finally, you know, established that they were there. And it really hasn't been, I mean, it's only been recently, over the last maybe 10 years, I would think, that the recognition as a veteran and also the understanding of how those Vietnam veterans had been treated coming back is that it's easy for, well, I mean, I get a lot of thank you for your service, as a lot of veterans do when they recognize that they have served. But I don't think that the American people, unless you've been through that generation, understood what was taking place on a social basis when you came back.
Hey, Rock, we got
identified with the conflict.
Rock, I don't mean to interrupt. We got to send it to a quick 2-minute break. Can you stick with us?
Okay.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Gotcha. All
right. Thank you, brother.
Talk
Rocky
a little
NFL. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 47 in Appleton, 48 in Oshkosh, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM WGBW, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh, 1100 AM on WISS. And this is Mino and the Mayor, and we were talking to the legendary Rocky Blyer. Rocky, it's so good to have you on our show.
It is. Rocky, four-time Super Bowl champ with Pittsburgh Steelers, of course. Hail from Appleton, Wisconsin. Xavier Hawk. What do you think?
And by the way, did you go to Xavier Junior High, Rock?
No.
Oh, because okay. Jim's
Xavier Junior High didn't exist.
No, that's what I thought.
Oh,
yeah,
Jim's sister is the Jim's sister here is the principal at Xavier.
You got grandkids? You need some help, Rocky? Just give me a call off air.
Okay.
I was telling Johnny I would go visit my sister. You know, she's the principal, and then I'd have to sit outside her office, and I had flashbacks of when I was a kid because I never had very good experiences when I went and visited the principal, but she's my sister, so it's
never.
A little different now. Hey, the NFL, so you spent a lot of time there, and again, you're one of the few people that have four Super Bowl rings. What do you think of the NFL today? Do you, we read about, you know, obviously we read about our Packers every day, but are we doing enough for the health of the NFL players that had played back in the day?
Oh, I mean, for us old veterans?
Yeah. I wanted to say it nicer than that. I was talking about champions.
Just in general, yeah.
Well, you know, I think, well, there's a couple things, you know, and I think if you talk about, I think one is an awareness factor, you know, just the fact that former players had played, you know, and they may have some health issues because of the way the game was played at that time or so on. But, you know, the point is that you played because you wanted to play. You didn't think about health. You didn't
right.
think about, you know, leather helmets, or you didn't think about, you know, no face mask or about, you just wanted to play. And you had an opportunity to play in the National Football League for a period of time. Okay. And so it's not a life's work. And so there may be some offshoots. Well, there's more recognition of it. There's support systems to help, you know, some of those players that have some problems. There's a players' association that supports as best they possibly can those needs. So, you know, in that case, you know, the game has changed for those who had played previously to me, and then during that period of the 70s and 80s, and then thereafter to where the game is today, you know, has completely changed. And an awareness factor of, you know, I mean, I go out and watch practice now, and I'm going, my God, it's just not,
they're not hitting
anymore. There's, you know, I mean, so it's, I mean, I hate to complain, you know, but we had, and a lot of them, I mean, we had 2-3 day sessions at a time, all in pads, you know, contact. Now they got walkthroughs. Now they have days off. Now if it gets too hot, you know, we went through a period of time, and you guys will remember this, is that you couldn't drink any water. You
That's
know?
Right.
No, you can't have any water.
Yeah.
So those are all learned things. But overall, I mean, there's going to be certain circumstances where, you know, maybe some people aren't treated dependent, but I think there is an awareness of taking care of veterans in from the NFL by the NFL Players Association.
Good.
And so that's from at least my point of view. Now you'll get a call and say, yeah, but they didn't take care of me.
That's right. Hey, you obviously still follow the NFL, and I'm sure your allegiance is with your Steelers. What do you think of our team? What do you think of the Packers? You follow these guys? You're following all the drama that we had and went through, and now we're as they say,
well,
in Green Bay.
You know, so I watch, you know, I watch the game. It's just, it's like the beginning of the season, and we're all glued to see what our team's going to do and how they're going to fare, and especially without the presence of some former players that were with the team and now moved on someplace else. So it's always interesting from a fan point of view of how that transition
right.
is going to take place and what's going to happen with our team. And so we have the same thing that is taking place here in Pittsburgh, and young and up and coming team with the new young quarterback that came in a year ago. You have the same situation. And how your quarterback is going to prevail, and it's all going to be based on the success of the team and what they do. You guys had a come from behind win, as I understand, over the weekend. We got killed.
Yeah.
And so you go, all right, fine. So we got 17 games, and this we got to put in the context. We've got 17 games, and what is important is these first 5 or 6 games, and then it establishes, you know, what the outcome may be. And so if you can be .500 at the beginning of the season within those games, and you're in a pretty good position. You know, 0-6, you know, and you're kind of buying the 8-ball to be able to make some changes, not that it can happen. So so I thought there was good performance, you know, from both teams.
So you think we're going to see
other changes?
All right. So like you said, that first game, we're all glued. I'd love to see you guys in the Super Bowl again. We had the best time. And I'll tell you what, they always talk about the Green Bay fans. Second to that, or maybe above that, are the Steeler fans. Nicest people, dedicated. They know the game, and
they do, and they're good to their opponents, or to the fan base of the opponents. So.
You are my hero. We got to get you in studio. We're going to have to take some pictures and sign some autographs. People love you. Just thanks what you're doing for the veterans. Thanks what you're doing for the NFL and just being an example of how to live a quality life. You're the best, Rocky.
Oh, thank you, guys. John, Jim, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on your show.
Rocky Blair, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend. Take care, buddy.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. Our new special guest, Lori Bankston, Curator of Animals and Event Coordinator, Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary.
Lori, it's great to have you in the studio. Lori, before we get started, and I love you. You were my Employee of the Year. What year did you win that award?
2012.
Yeah. You've done so much out there. We're going to get to, you have some big events coming up. You got 600 acres out there that people can come to for free. But before we do,
yes,
I got to talk about our friends at Pella.
Because
they donate to the city.
Yes.
That's just a great company. And it's time of the year, where we start thinking about winter. So, this is the time to replace your drafty old windows, right? I'm going to read this ad, not during the dead of winter, not to mention Pella has a really good deal going on right now. You pay as low as $19 a month per window and $75 a month for patio doors. And I tell people that if you want to reduce your electricity heat bill, windows and doors, period. You know, you can talk about turning down, the thermostat, and that helps, but nothing like replacing windows and doors. And the Pella team, talented, professional, efficient. First, they come out, free consultation to walk through the house. Okay, you should do this one, this is where you're losing the majority of your money. And they will put your windows in. You plan them as they can create unlimited custom replacement windows and doors based on the trim, stain, material size, and so forth. It's no wonder why Pella is rated number one by Milwaukee homeowners to do business with. So customers often remark how quickly and just unobtrusively they work. They finish, they come in and you don't even know they're there and they're gone, the next day, and you've got a reduced utility bill and beautiful looking windows. Pay as low as $19 per window, $75 per month on patio doors. So visit PellaWI.com today. So Pella Windows, thank you for being a sponsor, and thanks for reducing heat bills in our listening area. Lori Bankston,
yes.
How long have you been with the city?
Actually, this is my 25th year.
25 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations to
you.
It's a great place to work, and
yes. Thanks
for all you're doing out there. The Wildlife Sanctuary, that is unique.
Yeah, it really is a gem of the city. It's one of the most unique places, really, in the United States, having that beautiful wildlife preserve in the middle of a city. It's amazing.
Right. That's what's cool is it's like in the middle of the city. We've got 600 acres just dedicated to a variety of different animals. Different than a zoo.
Different than a zoo. Yeah. All of our animals have some injury that they have to be in captivity. So it's a little bit different. We work with rehab facilities across the United States that have animals that can't go back to the wild. We can give them a great home with us. And then we have a rehab program too. So it's a very unique facility.
So it's so walkable.
Yes.
I mean, you get your steps in. It's beautiful, especially this time of year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every time of year out there is great. But walking through there, how many different species could one see? What do you have out there?
Yeah, we have over 150 different species. We have, of course, our wolf pack, one of the most unique wolf packs in the United States. We have four beautiful gray wolves that howl and they come to you and they're attentive and they're just beautiful. But we have cougars. We have songbirds. We have 22 bird of prey cages, different species. It's just amazing.
I remember when we got those wolves.
Yes, yes.
They were so little. We were holding
they're
them.
They're so little.
Wouldn't want to hold them now.
No. There's one maybe I would pet, but.
So this, and I think most people have been out there.
Yeah.
But
hopefully.
Yeah, because it is. It's there's no cost to it. It's right across from Bay Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And the parking's easy. But this weekend, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, this weekend we have our 18th annual Walk for Wildlife. It's a great event that we're raising money for orphan, injured, and ill wildlife that people bring into us. It starts at 8 a.m., but you can join the walk anytime between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. You can come in and register. You can register at walkwildlife.com. The stations are open until 12:30, and we're going to be having food trucks. We'll have stations along the way to get close with all these different animals. We have actually a cakewalk going on from 9 to 11, and we're releasing a bird back into the wild, a Merlin falcon, at 11 a.m.
John's ears perked up when you said cakewalk. tell us what it's on.
So we have a lot of people that are donating great desserts, and they're going to play music. And when you stop at the end of the music and you're on a number, your number's pulled, you get a cookie or some cake or some pie. And it's $1 to do the circle, and it all goes to help wildlife.
That's great.
Do you guys ever have a thing where kids can feed the animals or anything like that?
Yes, we have our ducks and geese program. You can go buy a bag of corn. You can do that at the walk. And it's an 86-year tradition. That's what we started on. People bringing in corn and helping these waterfowl that were injured during hunting season. Great tradition that's still going.
Anything with the eagles? Do you have an injured eagle? Because you've had some beautiful and owls.
Yep, we have eagles, owls. So we have two eagles on display, but at the walk, you can get up close with Liberty the eagle. She's been with us for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have six different species of owls that you can get up close with during the walk. It's amazing. They're just beautiful birds.
And this is free?
No, there is a charge.
Okay, tell us about that. Okay, I want to be careful.
Sure.
The Wildlife Sanctuary, if I want to go there right now, is free.
Yes, it's free. But the event, Walk for Wildlife, there is a charge.
Okay, tell us about that.
For $14, you can get a long-sleeve shirt. And our mascot this year is Bernard the Woodchuck. He was hit by a car a couple of years ago, and he has some leg injuries. So he goes around to different communities. Otherwise, if you aren't interested in a long-sleeve shirt, we do have a reduced price for that. But 100% of the profits, because of our amazing sponsors, donors from all across the community, 100% of the registration profits goes right to help the animals.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever, say, okay, we can't help this one, he's too far gone, and then just have to whatever?
Yeah, humane euthanasia is a tool that we use, and we are here to help suffering too. There's some animals that are hit by cars, attacked by other animals. We're here to help them out as well. We work with great veterinarians at Gentle Vet Animal Hospital, and they help us with that.
So thousands of animals you help.
Yeah.
Like 5,000, 6,000 animals a year that people call, mm-hmm. and they just drop them off. You take anything? I mean, just
native species, yeah. We have few.
Do you still have that huge snake out there?
Yeah, 8-foot boa, big mama.
Wow.
Yeah, she only bit me once.
You guys had a huge fox snake out there one time too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that thing still around?
Yep. Wow. Yep, she's still around too.
That's the biggest Wisconsin snake I'd ever seen.
Yeah, she's a good 5 feeter, so yeah. Big snakes, they're great. I love them.
Yeah, I don't think so. You have some deer in there, which are great. And what the beauty of going to the wildlife sanctuary, and again, I think, well, I don't know. I lost my bet yesterday. I thought everybody went to House on the Rock, but I lost that bet. But that the wildlife sanctuary is something that I think people have gone to. But what do you have that's kind of new there? I mean, you've built some new displays. Display is not the right word.
Yeah,
but whatever.
In our nature center, we have some new displays, some new animals out there. We actually have two small red fox that are brand new to our place, Archie and Scout. So Archie and Scout, one was hit by a car and had really severely broken legs. The other one was very starved, lost mom and was by himself for a long time. We have mockingbirds on display now, which are really exciting. And we have a couple of things in the works. So definitely keep an eye on us in the fall. We're going to be building some new stuff, and we're really excited about it.
Awesome.
Do you have any cardinals out there?
We do, yeah.
Because I've tried everything this summer to attract cardinals to my backyard, and cardinals are staying away from my backyard.
Lori, help them out.
Like you can't even believe.
What's the answer?
Well,
it's the food.
It is the food. Yep, it's hearts of sunflower are fantastic.
Done it.
Okay. Having bushes for them.
Got them.
Water source?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe you should turn the music down.
Let me think here. What else is there?
Suet. I put suet out.
Suet. They're not big suet friends.
You're telling me?
That's a deterrent.
That's a tough one. Well, you know what we need to do?
What?
Is when we get cardinals in that need to be released, we need to release them at your house so that they're established.
Actually, could you just get me one?
Sure.
And I'll put him in my backyard.
Just do that.
And tie a string to his leg so he doesn't fly away. Can we do that?
Might be a few legalities, guys. All right.
Animal abuse. Animal abuse.
All right.
But
right. Really
I'll see what I can do.
It'd be like a kite string.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, as long as they can't see
when it's
it,
time in, I'll just pull him, reel him back in.
Why not?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
That wouldn't be walk. That wouldn't be wildlife. That would be tethered life.
Young, you still have that cougar out there, right?
Yes.
I remember one time I had my son out there. He's 26 now, so he's probably about 4 mm-hmm. at the time.
Okay.
And we were right there at the cage, and the cougar was smaller than, but came over and just started.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, Dad, that's so cute how he's humming or something." And I can't think of the girl's name. She was a good friend of mine. Her husband was in Iraq, and we did some fundraising.
Chrissy.
I just saw her about a month ago.
Yes. Chrissy.
And she said, "You know what that cougar is really saying? He's saying, okay, you're my size. I want to eat you."
Yes.
She said he wouldn't do that around adults because he'd be a little bit more wary. But somebody his size, he's basically saying, oh, come into my cage.
Yeah, yeah. Our cougars like small things.
Yes.
especially in strollers.
Yes, exactly.
It makes it an interesting.
Exactly.
An interesting
and it just had this look in its eye of, yeah.
We feed them plenty.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dominic, don't put your hand in the cage.
No.
Lori, the Wildlife Sanctuary, talk about some of the programs that you have there. That I mean, this is a big weekend, this Walk for Wildlife. Yeah. This is huge. But other programs you have going on, and then I want you to touch on the opportunities for students to come out there and work. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, we have in animal care, we have a lot of great stuff going on. You can come out and be a volunteer on site, work directly with the animals. And then we have a really great partnership through UWGB, through the work-study program that we can have students come out and actually be keepers and get that experience and do that. But for everybody, we have programs for helping volunteer in our rehab program. Kim and Jody, our naturalists, have some really great programs going on, too, with walking the trails. They do a nature-led trail walk. We just got done with our bird hikes. We also have, for the kids, sanctuary story time on Mondays. So it's just programs all through the year. And then we actually have wolf feeding on Mondays and Wednesdays that people can come out and watch us interact and train the wolves and get some food out there, let the wolves out into the exhibit and see how a pack works because they really have a great pack structure.
Can I get some dirt from the wolf cage? I'm serious about this. You know why?
Why?
They say that's the best thing in the world to put around your garden to keep rabbits and deer away.
They do, yes.
Because of the urine, they smell. It's like, oh my gosh, there's a wolf around here.
Yeah, I've heard that and fox and coyote exhibits.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we've had that request more than once.
I believe it.
We'll move John to the top. John to the top. He's that okay, Lori.
Maybe that's where the cardinals don't come around. They smell the wolf or something.
Yeah, the wolf mm-hmm. walking around your yard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when we look at our, you know, even Appleton, Oshkosh. I mean, this is a slice of life here. There's this wildlife sanctuary, and but you've kind of upped the game there a little bit, and that you can rent out a great place for weddings, for venues, for fundraisers, for just. Anything. Tell us a little bit more about what you have going on out there.
You know, we have really two great rooms down in the Nature Center, our main office building that you can rent. Very affordable. There's a kitchen. But then we have our beautiful Dick Resch Center that just opened up a few years ago. Right. We have our 4K underneath, which is a blast to see the students, you know, back running around the sanctuary. But then upstairs, we have a beautiful open venue. Billy Joe does a really nice job of getting people what they need with programs and venues, music. She does craft fairs. She does all kinds of different things in there, cooking show.
So, Lori, we were running out of time, but tell us, how do people get information, one on the Wildlife Walk, which is this weekend, and then all these other things you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, best place to go, baybeachwildlife.com. Everything is there. We have a fantastic Facebook page. We have a live every Wednesday for Walk for Wildlife. Go to walkwildlife.com. We can get you that information.
All right.
What are the kids' favorites to see?
The cougar, the wolves, the eagles. The eagles are always animated.
They're
so much fun.
Do they have golden eagles in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
My son swore he saw a golden eagle the other day.
Yeah, immature balds look like goldens, but you can come to the sanctuary, see Roxy the golden eagle right next to our bald eagles, compare the two.
Okay. Yep.
And it's very cool when they rehab these animals. And these animal releases.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
we get great crowds, and some of those eagles that you let go, and it's
the best day.
Right, it is. It's incredible what you do. Well, Lori, thank you for what you're doing here, and just not Green Bay, but the whole community, and free all year. This weekend, a little bit of a fundraiser with the Walk for Wildlife, 8 to 1. Easy
Come on
parking,
out.
Right?
Easy parking. Come on out and have some fun.
And a cakewalk.
And a cakewalk.
All right. We're there. Lori, thanks for coming in. You're
Thank
the best.
Thank you both so much.
All right.
Thank you. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Miller, as you know, a lot of festivities going on throughout Northeast Wisconsin, and we have a big one coming up this Friday and Saturday, September 15th and 16th in Appleton. We have the executive director of Irish Fest with us to tell us a little bit more about the event. Matt, good morning.
Top of the morning to you. How are you?
Here you go. Mine on the mayor here. So what do you have going on in Appleton?
Well, it's our third annual Irish Fest going on in Jones Park right downtown. We have some amazing bands coming in from Ireland and Scotland, as well as some stateside bands. We have a cultural area, a bunch of kids activities, just a whole lot of, in Ireland, they call it crack, not like our crack, but crack, C-R-A-I-C. It's the Irish word for fun. So a lot of fun this weekend.
Now, do you have Irish food there? Because I'm a big fan of corned beef, but I'm not a big fan of cabbage.
We do have lots of corned beef. Yeah, we have our famous Reuben sandwich is a big hit. We added Reuben rolls last year, and you can get a corned beef sandwich, corned beef and mash. Yeah, there's plenty of corned beef for you.
Awesome.
I'm not really Irish. I'm not Irish at all, even though I was born on St. Patrick's Day. So it's always been a...
Wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of like my second nationality. But I will say this, nobody celebrates better than the Irish. There is no nationality that celebrates their heritage more than the Irish, is there?
Well, you know what I always say? You don't have to be Irish to have fun. It helps a little, but you don't have to be.
And Matt, what a great experience for families. I mean, that's a fun place to eat and listen to the music, but, you know... Like in Milwaukee, right? German Fest, Irish Fest, you know, Bastille Days, the French. But people can learn a little bit, too, about the Irish heritage. And like you said, you don't have to be Irish, but you learn a little bit more about their food, their culture. What else do you have going on there for people to learn about the Irish?
The history, So we say this, we try and make it a celebration of everything Irish and Celtic. And it's because of Milwaukee is why we started this. We just love that event, and we started something up here. Yes, we had some amazing music coming in, but we try and do everything. So we want to make it educational as well as fun for the kids. We have a big cultural area. We now moved into the Fox Cities Expo Center, and we have all sorts of presenters and speakers. Yeah, and we're doing a live stream to Belfast regarding ancestry and genealogy. We have... a professor from University of Wisconsin La Crosse coming in. He's doing a session on Irish rock and roll, how the Irish has influenced that. And he's also doing a presentation. It's the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, which ended the troubles between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
Right.
All sorts of speakers and presenters, everything from like the Irish fairy folk, the information about the leprechauns and the fairies over there. But also the traditions of weddings and funerals and how that has influenced a lot of the stuff that we do over here. So a lot of fun and a lot of education, plus the children's activities, all sorts of shows and fun. Our friends from Hyde Music donated over 100 penny whistles or tin whistles. And every child that wants to learn how to play the penny whistle can come and receive a complimentary whistle and learn from one of our headlining band members.
What is it? Is that like a kazoo? What is a penny whistle?
It's a whistle. It's a toy. Pretty much every kid in Ireland gets one, and I mean they're all about music, and they learn how to play it. And so
right.
He said, let's do it over here, and our friends with Hyde Music joined with us. So it's
awesome.
It's pretty neat.
So tell us, what are the dates? Oh yeah, you got to have the bagpipers, of course. That's right up there with the corned beef, right? And we can't. And the music is always just so uplifting. It's great music. Tell us the dates. I see the dates. So tell us the times and where do people park and the cost and go over some details on that, please.
Yeah. So the event is this Friday and Saturday. We kick off 4 p.m. on Friday. It's right in Jones Park, downtown Appleton. Parking, we have several parking garages around and street parking.
Right.
It starts at 4 o'clock on Friday till 10. And then Saturday morning, we start again at 10 a.m. And go until 10 p.m. So, lots of Irish dancers, obviously the musicians, but the speakers, like I said, all the children's shows, lots of food. And of course, our good friends from Guinness is supplying some drinks. So we kind of have it all.
You do, and you're gonna have good weather on top of it.
Yeah, I hope so.
No, you are.
The luck of the Irish, right?
It's 72 degrees. That's gonna be like perfect for that event. Well, good luck with that. This is only your third annual.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
So Bono and Sinead O'Connor. Who are the other big Irish bands?
Well, we're gonna add our this is actually from Scotland. We have Scary Boar coming in, and they're pretty much the number one band in the UK. Their latest album hit number one on all the Billboard charts, and they've been voted best live act this year in the UK. We also have a bunch of musicians from Ireland that moved over to Nashville, and they call themselves the Nashville Celts. We have a bunch of fiddlers called Bow Tides, and we have Steam, and we have Paddygrass, and just a whole lineup of great music and entertainers. Yeah.
Cool.
What's the greatest Irish song of all time?
Oh, I would say "Come by the Hills," but that
wasn't it. Danny
a lot
Boy?
Of people. What's that?
Isn't it Danny Boy? Like hands down,
Danny Boy is a good one. Yeah. But my favorite is "Come by the Hills."
Okay,
I like it.
Well, that's because Danny Boy came by the hills. That's why. So we both went. We both went on that. Hey, do you have a website or something that we can go to take a look at the events, different times? I mean, it's a long day if you have kids, but I'm sure there's highlights.
True. Yes, the full schedule and lineup can be found on our website. It's irishfestfoxcities.com, or we are definitely on Facebook. You can see a bunch of our attractions and features there as well.
But you guys got it going on this weekend down there. You got the marathon. You got your Irish Fest. You guys got a great community. That's awesome. I'm happy for you.
We got to put everything all together before the snow comes, right?
Oh, we've talked about that, though. Appleton really goes all out this time of year.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, thanks for what you're doing. And that executive directorship can sometimes be a little bit difficult, but it sounds like you've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's for this one. This is going to be a good event. Friday and Saturday, September 15th, 16th, Irish Fest.
Is Jameson on tap?
Jameson is a sponsor. In the Expo Center, we're able to serve some Jameson.
Nice.
All right. Well, good.
Thank you, guys.
See you down there. Yeah.
Hope to see you there.
Yeah, keep up the good work. We look forward to seeing you down at Irish Fest in Appleton. Thank you, Matt Miller, Irish Fest Executive Director. Thanks for coming on, Matt.
Lots going on in Appleton this week.
I know, always. This was great.
Great time of year to be down there, too.
We kind of like...
Great facilities, great parks.
It's a little bit of an Appleton day. I mean, think about it. We had Rocky Blyer, who hails from Appleton, does a lot in this country for veterans, for construction. Yeah, and then we had our first speakers were from Appleton as well.
Absolutely.
So
From Xavier,
and now we
got the marathon going on.
A lot of good stuff happening.
Great
in
stuff
Appleton.
Happening.
A lot of stuff in Green Bay too, though, right? We had the wildlife sanctuary that's going on. So plan your weekend. The weather's going to be great, and game's not till noon, and it's in Atlanta. So, get out and enjoy it. And there's apple picking too. We've got to get talk about that again. We'll get Wayne back on. It's a great time to go apple picking. So a lot happening in Green Bay. Thanks for listening today. We got a good lineup for tomorrow. Stick around. Enjoy your day. We will see you tomorrow. Mine on the Mayor, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM.
See ya. The traffic is stuck.